Goedemorgen. Ah, guten Tag. We're still, though officially this is the last year this week, but Hashem is not, pardon?
For the season.
For the season, yeah, sorry. For the season, this week's the last year for the season, but here's noch geblim in Asach from Rafua, so mit Hashem next week, give a shiur instead of 8 o'clock, to quarter past 8. Maybe next week, maybe this next week, and then if there's a tzerich, maybe the week after also for the next 2 weeks, we just finish off our shlomba for the, never our shlomba, but at least the basics. Discuss the kids, three shilas that came to Shabbos, if we start on Rafua, which are very negea to what we already learned in Shia. One person was on the way down to davening this morning, so he said that his wife, her nose is blocked. And Mamash was spoke about in Shia, but they had a bit of a different one. It was a liquid spray to spray up the nose. It's a mutter, also, doesn't it come under Rafua B'Shabbos? Mamash is a shver shayla. So it's a shochan, the Prime Law is mistapik about it, whether it does come under Rafua, it doesn't come under Rafua. He said, Shlomo Zalman says it's only not Rafua. He'd say it's not Rafua, but if people look at it as being Rafua, then it is Rafua. But Moshe says it's muta, and I think the general consensus from when we spoke about it in Shia was that people don't look at it as refua. And if it's not looked at as refua, so Mamela, it's a muta to do on Shabbos. Again, it wasn't so clear to him, that one was not such a hard one. But somebody said something.
What spray are we talking about?
A nasal spray, one you put up your nose in order to unblock the nose. It's not refua, but that to unblock the nose. The Shem Zaman said, "For etzem it's muta, only called zaman. People don't look at it as refua. People don't look at it as refua, so memela, it's all right." Then somebody asked before Shabbos. He said he's got terrible toothache, and his tooth needs to be extracted, but he's waiting to be able to get from the NHS to do it. And is he or isn't he allowed to take a painkiller on Shabbos? Matthias is like this. Matthias says that when he goes to bed in the day, he manages fine. When he goes to bed, all of a sudden, he starts feeling his pain. He's not looking for kula, but he's looking to do what the right thing to do. Is he or isn't he allowed to take painkillers on Shabbos? So we said, let's discuss from all the study. We learned in Shia that Ramosha says painkillers is muta, it doesn't come under refua, unless temperature drops because of it, that comes under refua. Just removing the pain doesn't come under refua. However, most poskim took on not like that, and they understood it as having an effect, a medical effect on the body, and therefore it comes under refua. He's got a pain. So I asked him like this: if you're going to stay up the whole night, are you going to be able to function properly tomorrow? So he says, no. If that, then it comes under, so they're not for the mishkov because of it. So that's number one. Number two, when he has that pain at night, which is keeping him up, and he can't fall asleep because of it, then that rega itself is a cholo kalaguf. It doesn't have to be because he'll walk around the next day. A person at night belongs in bed. 2-3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock, he's up at night, even if he can't function properly the whole next day. That, in those hours where he belongs in bed and he's got this pain is a cholo, which is a tzar kalaguf. He's lying his head flat at night, and therefore the pain is worse off. In that rega, it's got a din of a tzar kalaguf, which is already comes under cholo shem b'sakona, is allowed to take medication. So number one, when he's not going to function properly the next day. Number two, when he's in that matzav, he's got a severe pain. And number three, even taking medication, which is a pain reliever, is machlekes about it. So I thought my mother is allowed to take it. When he's feeling ill in bed at night, he's allowed to take it. If he wants to be machme, he can put the tablet, that soluble tablets, and put it in the water before Shabbos. And like this, you've started refuah before Shabbos. Soluble tablets, which you put into water before Shabbos, aren't the shmak. It's not the way one's supposed to take it. One puts it in, and now it's fluffy, it's not whatever it is, it's not geschmack to take it that way around. If you want no problems at all, even if you wouldn't have these reasons, then you can get away by putting the soluble tablet into liquid before Shabbos, and the zich be right. But in this case, it's enough reasons to be matter to take a painkiller on Shabbos. That was shaila number two. Shaila number three last night, and I met, touches a few nekudas, met somebody who was having a child eating by him today, a child coming with a baby, and his daughter knows Muberes. And he forgot to put the central heating on. Is he or isn't he allowed to get a goy in order to put the Sanhedrin meeting on? What heading would it come in order to put it on? So two shailas. Shaila number one is a tinuk, and number two is a muberes. So I met him in the street last night. I told him, I don't think it's that cold. B'chlal, he said, no, he's seasoned the thermometer in his house. It says 15 degrees. 15 degrees is fine. That's not much of a problem. So he don't know what's going to be throughout the night, and if it gets colder. So he said, okay, the way it is at the moment isn't a problem. But tell me, if it's going to be colder tomorrow, what will the halacha be? So it depends. There's a tinuk and there's a muberes. We'll see soon about muberes. Muberes doesn't really come in. Muberes is only a heta where it's negeah to the muberes. We'll see soon about tablets for muberes. But the coldness is the muberes is exactly the same. Chayil mitzil tzina would help, but that we discussed in the night, the first shiurim, there needs to be severe coldness. It doesn't mean 12 degrees. That's not what it's talking about. Novos, you can say a tinuk's a chayil. So it depends. Even a tinuk, these things very much depend. It doesn't mean it has to be comfortably warm for the child. It means because the tinuk is more vulnerable, therefore, mainly you're allowed to do for the tinuk. Above it's at 14, 15 degrees, and you would like it to be 22 degrees, you'd like it to be, well, drop to 11 degrees, and I'd be a bit. So the coming around, Zecha can't get a goy now, at this stage, to be able to put it on. If the mother comes and says that it's too cold for the child, then yes, the chatchili can go along and get a goy to put it on, because it's got a dinner b'chol shem, it's a koner tinnik, you can get to put it on. But now, Friday night, to put it on, because you got a muberes and a tinnik coming, that's not a reason to be able to get a goy to do malach on Shabbos. We spoke last week about taking sleeping tablets, and a few people told me afterwards it wasn't clear enough. They left not knowing whether you are or you aren't allowed to take it. All said and done, yes or no, mutar to ask to take it. So to add a bit of clarity, there is no yes or no. That's the problem. You can't say a clear-cut answer, mutar, and asa, because it's a huge machlik saposkim, and they say the shaila. The achra said last week is basically achra that Och Shabbos says and achra that comes from Rabbi Yashiv. Why is it so unclear, the Indian of taking Shinda on Shabbos? Rabbi Chaim Noah says that taking sleeping tablets on Shabbos is b'chal not rufua. Head the Shina is not a machla. So you're treating something which is not a machla. Treating something which is not a machla isn't a rufua. It needs to be there's something wrong which you're treating through the tablet. And then you say, I'm taking a tablet which is a marapa. But if there's nothing wrong, if it doesn't come under the category of refuah, of a choyla, so it's not a tablet for refuah. If it's not a tablet for refuah, that's not it doesn't come under refuah, well, it's mutter to take it. That's what the Reb Chaim Noah says. Reb Chaim Pinchas says that if somebody is lacking sleep and he can't fall asleep, then he comes under the ghetto of a chalik alaguf. It's chalik alaguf. He's taken over by not being able to sleep. Similar svar that we said beforehand. I don't need to say that I'm going to be up a whole night and tomorrow I'm going to be ill because of it. At this stage, I'm not able to function. That's a big chiddush to look at it. So you can't fall asleep. That matzav, if he's in severe pain and the pain's not allowing him to fall asleep and he's supposed to be sleeping already at night time, to say that inability to be able to fall asleep is a chayla kalagof is one thing, but to say because he's not able to fall asleep and never has got a din of a chayla kalagof because of it, that's already a chiddush. But he looked at it as being be'etzem refuah, and my reason refuah is muta. There are lots who are machmi. The Tzitzeliezer, Loz Nidbru, and others say it's normala derech refuah. And we spoke about it a few times that refuah doesn't automatically, according to a lot of poskim, doesn't mean that you're being merap or something. It means it comes under medical treatment. It comes under the doctor's department. It comes under something which is not perfect with the goof. That's why you're taking the medication. And therefore it comes under refuah. And it's also taken on Shabbos. Instead, the isha wants to sort out her vest. It comes under refuah. It's not, she's not being merap, but it belongs to refuah. Chelik refuah. Chelik refuah is automatically, according to some poskim, makes it refuah, and therefore it's also to take it.
There's a difference between the different types of tablets. There are some which are prescribed by the doctor. There are some, like melatonin, you can get hold of it yourself. They're not such strong ones. But they work in a different way.
And therefore?
So those ones may not be considered a refuah type.
Like and the fact you can buy a Panadol in the supermarket and you don't have to go to a doctor to get it prescribed makes it not medication because you can get it yourself. Plenty of things you can buy over the counter. And it's... what?
That's good.
Yeah, I've said that, but...
why nasal spray is different?
What?
Before you said nasal spray is not... What defines what's called...
Because nasal spray, the sad of it not being, is the sachakol opens up. It's not merap anything. It doesn't cure anything at all. It's done nothing to cure it. The sachakol opened up, and therefore, mamela, you feel better because of it. It doesn't get rid of the cause of the problem. That's what the svar they say. A nasal spray hasn't been metapo with the problem itself. It's removed site vailig that I feel more comfortable because of it.
See, but it also doesn't remove your problem. Zeitweilig, it lets you sleep. It doesn't.
The whole problem is Zeitweilig. But Zeitweilig, there is something that's bothering and it's having an effect on me. That the problem is only maybe at the moment. Maybe it's a machla that's there, the problem. Maybe it's even not a machla. It's something changing, maybe not chemically, but doing something to my body that has an effect that's allowing me to fall asleep.
Calming.
But that's a meiser for itself. That's a meiser for a painkiller has done nothing to make him better at all. But if a person drops his temperature, then Rav Moshe says that is marafa. I don't have to do a refuah that lasts loilam. If it's something that doesn't take care of the core of the problem, but doesn't make a medical change on me, I've just had something of those muscles, I've put something that's had a zeitiger effect on me. I've flooded my pain with a painkiller. I'm not feeling the pain. I've numbed the pain due to my painkiller. So I haven't done any ma'aser refuah b'chlal.
And it's causing a temperature. There's a side effect, not the main matter.
Well, that's not what a Panadol. That's not what a Panadol does. Panadol does. It brings it up. So that's a refuah. Maybe that's called a refuah. So it's a motion. That's a refuah. Bringing down temperature is talking to the problem. I'm talking to the core. My tablet is talking to the source of the problem. It's not numbing a pain. It's doing something. Not la'ilam, but it's done something. Maybe that's a ready refuah. But a person takes a painkiller, so it's not clear whether it does or doesn't. It's not clear?
I'm not understanding the clarity.
No, that's funny. The person's nose is blocked, and he's doing something that's unblocking his nose.
Why is it blocked? Because something wrong with his body.
It's not doing anything. When you take up and spritz up, it does nothing to the cause of why your nose is blocked. It's not a medication at all. It's nothing. It's blocked, and when you put out, when you smell something with a good a mint, or whatever, is a strong smell, then it causes to open it up. It has nothing, it hasn't treated your problem at all. It's blocked. So a person blows his nose, that's not a problem. This is an easier way. Instead of blowing it, it opens up. That's not a ma'aser refuah. That's what they're saying. It's not a ma'aser refuah.
Making a change to your body, which makes
him yeah, he's doing something. He's opening it up.
By which
one?
It takes down your swelling, whatever, and it makes
you
even better.
If it takes down swelling, then maybe that's a ma'aser refuah. Causing the swelling to go down is a medical effect on the body.
It doesn't.
Instead of doing it by your hand, instead of blowing it, open it up. It's done nothing better to the cause of the problem.
So
it's a painkiller. The sachakol is even less than a painkiller. It's a natural way of opening it up. Instead of looking at it, it's a natural way of opening it up. It's done nothing to be'etzem and be merapa. Maybe it's not an Indian of reform. But if you do something which actually heals, then it's really a problem. A sleeping pill is, of course, there's nothing more than this time when I can't fall asleep, I need to take it. It's not long-lasting, but maybe a sleeping pill is actually talking to my problem. I'm not able to sleep when I've taken these tablets that cause it. Oh, so that's the shayla. So how do you look as a sleeping tablet? Do you look at it as be'etzem? I'm doing something. It's just making me tired. What's happening by sleeping pill? So a lot of Asa and a lot of Mate. A lot of them find it being a problem. The Achro said last week in Shia is Achro that the Och Shabbos writes, and seems Rabbi Lashav held that way around. That depends what the problem is. Is it a problem of a person's taking it every night? Then we look at it as a medical problem. If it's a problem that person is uptight or something, is in misbalance in his... with his nerves or whatever it is, and therefore he's highly strung. Therefore, maybe it's also, I'm talking to a problem. I have a problem that I need to solve. that's much more likely to come under refuah. If a person's got he's got a business deal, he's got chasna coming up, he's got whatever it is, he's got a test, he's got an exam, something that's bothering him, he's not able to fall asleep, so there's nothing, he's pushing, got a daiga on his head. So this makes me tired, or this removes my inability to fall asleep. That doesn't come under refuah. The achra is there are those that are mate all the way. There are those that ask everything. And the achra said last week, wasn't just it was quite a clear cut Peshara, which Rabbi Lashev seems to say. Rabbi Lashev doesn't say it, but you see from all those people that asked him, and I would look like a stira from his answers, that seems to be what he held. V'chein, Ochashabas doesn't write it quite, pretty much writes this achra. Depends what the problem is. If a person can't fall asleep every night and they're taking it every night, so they need this, they've got a medical problem. Or they've developed a medical problem by...
Is that because it's like a course or not?
No, not a course. It won't help a course. Course won't help over here. Because each night's got nothing to do with the other. Course doesn't come in. Course.
It's like a
four. It's not, it's a master four. So somebody takes it continuously, it may come under four. Somebody who's got a problem and they need to take it to solve the problem, it'll come under four. Somebody has no problem at all, and he's just taking it in order, because he's got chasta coming up, tigers, and that's stopping him from being able to fall asleep. So this doesn't come under refuah. So it depends what you're taking it for as to whether or not it's a refuah, comes under the refuah department and it's asa, or it's no shaykhs refuah. This has no shaykhs to a child. Somebody's got a child and who can't fall asleep at night. A child that can't fall asleep at night is a ready a gedder of a chayla shame for sakona. A child is all of the up and that they feel not well because of it. It's automatically, it's the same as a chayla. A child not being able to fall asleep needs to have his normal sleep in order to be able to function properly. So if a child can't fall asleep, you're zichel to give it. Whatever the problem for the child is, you give it to a child on Shabbos. When it comes to an adult, it depends what the problem is as to whether or not you can or can't give it on Shabbos. There's a tshuva in Minchas Yitzchak, which he discusses when he gets taking, let's say, a mitzvah, a tablet on Shabbos, refuah on Shabbos, which would really make a big difference for an adult also. An adult needs to take it, because if he can't concentrate the next day in shul, he's got it, and in davening, he's learning, he has problems with, let's say, a mitzvah, it's important for him in order to take his tablet. Is it a heter to take a tablet, so a mitzvah, not? Minchas Yitzchak writes a pele abyssal, that letzech mitzvah, a person's allowed to take tablet on Shabbos. Le gozru, the same way as shvus, the shvus is mutter letzech mitzvah, so too it's mutter to take tablet letzech mitzvah, which would make a huge Pesach for many times for a person to be able to take tablets on Shabbos. But the Shmir Shabbos and others already ask that it's a shver etter, because one doesn't find that a tzech mitzvah, shvus, the shvus is mutter, but I'm not allowed to do a shvus for the rice of the tzech mitzvah. Chodesh Embes HaKonda isn't allowed to do an issa, isn't allowed to do a b'shinu, all these things, is not allowed to do stam. He can get a goy to do it for Chodesh Embes HaKonda, he can get a chole to do. He can get Chalush Embes HaKon is allowed to get a goy to do a Malacha Deraisa, but anything less than that, he's not allowed to do it. And if he's not allowed to take medication because it's less than a Chalush Embes HaKon, so why should he be able to do the Tzech Mitzvah, be able to do it? And therefore, it's a Shver Heta. And therefore, some Heta, you're going to say you want to take a sleeping tablet to be able to learn and daven the next day. Yes, maybe Mechasitzak holds of such a Heta, but it's a Shver Heta. We started last week also about caffeine pills, and we didn't get back to it. We spoke last week about taking caffeine pills. You take a tablet that before a tarnis, think, what does that come under? Is that a medication? Is that not a medication? We've had the gabe kalitzoim, a person takes before a fast. There were those that said it's no shaykhus to inyoni refuah. Befalk looked at it, and we'll see a few times again today, Mitzshem. Befalk has that anything that's not actually a marapa doesn't come under refuah. So same way as by Kala Atzoin, a person takes it is only to keep his fluids inside him, and therefore Rav Falk understands keeping fluid inside isn't a marapa. Rav Falk says that taking these caffeine tablets isn't a problem because it's being menea the normal teva of a person from setting in. I'm not actually healing anything. Naturally, I've become tired, and the caffeine stops the tiredness, the fatigueness of having an effect on him. That's all it's doing. And therefore, maybe it doesn't come under refuah. Refuah must be that I'm healing. It's not healing. It's a menea for me becoming tired. And therefore, that's not a ma'aser refuah b'chalal.
What's with the achana? You're having on Shabbos for Sunday. Why is it not a problem with achana?
if he puts it as part of if a part of oichel, and it could be looked but as a part of a.
Is it an oichel?
And the tablet's only going to have a full effect on one. Mekela Tzoyim is the Chol HaPochus is taking something.
If you're having food before the fast, you can say that's your food.
And the part of the tablet that I put inside it, those understood. It wasn't a Ma'aseh Chanukah, it's all tuffled to the food. If I take a tablet by myself, I'm doing it. If I take it as part of something else, it's happening together with my food.
It's not like just having food on its own. This is Mamash HaKhanah.
If you take the caffeine tablet, by itself, you may run into problems of HaKhanah. Yeah, could be. Could be. If you take only the tablet beforehand, it's a Ma'aseh HaKhanah. If you don't take it together with food, then it's noticeable that you're doing, taking the tablet for tomorrow, because it can't have effect for now, then it could be a problem of HaKhanah. Yeah, Reminism says that when a person has caffeine, it just gives them a boost of energy. It's not merapeh b'chelal. Rafat looks at it as stopping the natural tiredness from setting in. Therefore, it's not merapeh. Reminism says that it gives me an extra boost of energy. Therefore, it doesn't come under refuah. But there's loads who hold that taking tablets in the form of a caffeine tablet, only if I take a drink, so I've got already enjoyment from it, from the drink. It's Navdaf, it's a Michael Briam and everything. A tablet is a form of medication and may very well be awesome. A lot of them hold taking these tablets is a Maiser Refuah. It's a Maiser Refuah. I'm having a chemical effect on my body to make a change that I should stay awake tomorrow. If I take it now, then I've had a coffee now, so it's a normal drink. That's not considered doing medication. Doing something that tomorrow should have an effect to keep me awake is a ma'aseh refuah. So see, again, another example of something which is very, very unclear. You can't just say that caffeine, we would imagine, isn't a ma'aseh refuah b'chlal. And a lot of G'dayla Poskim look at it as being a ma'aseh refuah. It's a ma'aseh refuah. Why is it refuah? Because I'm causing the medical build-up of my body not to run the normal way it does. It ought to run. That's a ma'aseh refuah. That's nothing. A caffeine drink is really enjoyable. It's Michael Bream. It also gives me energy. It's not really. It's an enjoyable drink. But suddenly they only have effect tomorrow. It's nothing more than the tablet parting and implanting the tablet inside me. No. I'm talking about once for tomorrow, pre-tarnis. And even if you take it in the form of a tablet, you've taken a medication. If you take a drink, so it's a drink that has an effect. But if you take it in the form of a tablet, it's already medication. And they look at it, Mechasitzok and others look at it as being a tablet.
Go back to his first point, to be when there shouldn't be feeling a bad matzah tomorrow. That's what I'm not in a chon.
That's a chon. I'm taking the tablet now. I'm not allowed to do a pulling. I'm not allowed to own sukkahs. I'm not allowed to take my chairs into my house because the effect is for tomorrow. I'm wanting for tonight for Shemina Atzeres. My chairs should be in my house. It's not chayla. If it's for chayla, it's one thing. You're not chayla. I want to stay awake. Tomorrow davening, you keep it davening. I'll be much better. If I'd have a coffee, I'd be much more awake, much more alert. So I'm taking it now on Shabbos to make sure that tomorrow I should stay awake. So you'd say, well, nothing wrong with it. Well, I haven't done a Ma'aseh Kedatigashim. Sunday Kippur is a bad example. Yeah, around the time. Yeah, Tishabov. I think something to have the effect tomorrow. So if tomorrow I'm going to be not on the Mishkov because of it, then I'm not going to be not on the Mishkov. Just think it made me feel a bit better tomorrow. So number one, if I take it in the form, just the tablets, takachona. Number two, maybe medication. I want to add on also something because it's maybe wasn't also clear enough. We spoke about Ritalin, a person taking tablets on Shabbos in order to calm down. So he said in Shia, and but to give justice to what was said. He said from Reb Shammai Gross, that Reb Shammai said that if you're giving it for a child, it's a mutter because a child needs it in order to be able to function, and therefore for cotton, it's not a shaila, it's a mutter. Reb Yashiv was of the opinion that's a pashat ha'maaseh refuah. It's a refuah. I'm having, again, what am I doing? I'm having something that has a medical effect on the person. That's refuah. The fact that plenty of people are taking it doesn't matter, doesn't make it, oh, it's refuah because of it. I'm doing something that has, that messes around with my teva, changes my teva in order that I should be calmer because of it. It's a maaseh refuah b'Shabbos. Maaseh refuah b'Shabbos is also. Rabbi Yitzchak Berkovich has a shtickle which he printed, where he writes that changing the personality of a person that we don't find comes under refuah. Refuah is a person is healing. This is not nothing healing. It's to change a person's behavior or zaitic effects. That doesn't come under refuah at all, and therefore it's mutter. The other side of the coin is that even if Ein Hachanami, it may not come under a machle as such, but it's something which is having an effect on a person's, it's medication. It's doing something refuah dik to a person. Refuah doesn't maybe automatically have to come under machala. We saw many, many times in the poskim that something that's having through medication an effect on a person's, the way the body is responding, the way the body is acting, that is itself a maaseh refuah. And therefore, Chaim Kanievsky and Rabbi Yashiv were of the opinion that taking on Shabbos is a maaseh refuah. Instead of we share that Motcha Gross, somebody asked him, and Motcha Gross said, "No, you can't take it. You must take it." Och Shabbos, when it comes to this shaila, he does very cleverly, because it's something which is so important for the person who needs it to take it, that he must take it on Shabbos. Mitzacheni, the others hold it to Mamash Issa. So he writes, it depends very much what the problem is, how severe the case is, and should ask her off. I mean to say, it's not really something that one can say in a Shia, one way around or the other.
It can be
Cholik al Aguf. Why is Cholik al Aguf? It's Cholik al Aguf for the people around him, not for him.
For him,
it's good. He's enjoying. It's not him. Who's the Chola? Why is he Cholik al Aguf?
It affects his behavior, his whole being.
So the people are going to look at him. He's happy. Yeah. He doesn't want to take it. He said, keep him under control.
It doesn't depend on the happiness of the person.
So why does it come under Cholik al Aguf? Why? Because he's hyper.
Behavior, it changes the whole way he behaves. Maybe he's still suffering.
Because
he's
not acting like a mensch.
But he doesn't know that.
And, he doesn't know it. He's fine. He doesn't realize it, and he's happy with the situation. He's not bothered by it. His parents want him to take it. It's important for him to take it. So, and if it comes under refuah, so why should it be mutter? So again, if it's a cotton, then for what we know is important for the cotton to do, and then it's comes under refuah letzurch cotton, which is going to be mutter. But it's for God, it's not so simple. It's something which is negat to a lot of people. It's not so simple to be able to take it on Shabbos. So if you're going to say you can't learn, you can't daven, it's a sech mitzvah, mamel is mutter, you go to Minchas Yitzchak, we say Minchas Yitzchak is that would be the easier setter to say that it's a sech mitzvah, he can't function, he can't daven, everything's not, he can't concentrate when he learns, then sech mitzvah. But the sech mitzvah is a hard setter. So to say that it's not a maaseh refuah b'chlal is also not so simple to say it's not a maaseh refuah. It's just talking to, like Rabbi Berkovich says, only talking to his personality. But maybe that itself comes under refuah. So just to put things straight, it's not, I don't want to say in Shia, it's a fair zach, which is not fair just to say that one way around or the other. It's not fair to say it straight. It's mutter for cotton, yes. One can say it's mutter for God, a person, depends how severe it is. And like you say, maybe it does come under a gewisse chayla, not being able to function properly. But as I need Chazal to say, this comes under chayla. And if it's a medication, Chazal has it. What should be the heter just to be able to take it on Shabbos?
All these cases where they're before Shabbos, you can put it into food before Shabbos.
Yes, yeah. If you put it into food before Shabbos, again, comes under a huge machlekes, which we spoke about. Putting on food on Shabbos is not so simple. It has to be something that really belongs there in order to say it all comes under Michael. Just to put it inside food is not... it's much, much easier if you put it into food before Shabbos. He said, Nishiv Gedeila, there used to be these bags, Rebbe Falk held, if you put it inside food, part of sugar is mutter, but a lot argue, a lot hold, that the heta putting in part of food, if it's, it really belongs in the food, and you put the food together with the food, but there's a food that you're taking, that's a refua, but if it's medication, it doesn't belong with the food, b'chal, it's pashat amayse refua, taking a tablet and putting it in the food is not so simple. So yes, if it's another sniff, there's always many sniffing when it comes to nowadays. We already said that nowadays the whole gzeir of shlikas amamonim is quite remote. Most of us don't grind tablets, and nobody has the machinery, the ability to be able to do it. So you've always got a heter as a sniff that nowadays medication isn't better than commander gzeir shlikas amamonim. You put in food before Shabbos, it's already much easier. You got these two together, plus taking Ritalin, which holders mutter to take on Shabbos, the three of them together, yes, it'd be a heter today before Shabbos. But it's a tziruf of quite a few zachim, which each one on its own wouldn't rely on. But yes, if somebody needs to take it and it's for godel, it's much, much easier if you put it into food before Shabbos. Quite often asked is vermox. Vermox. Vermox is if a child has worms, are they allowed to take it on Shabbos? So there's always two parts. It kills the worms, and there's the chelek harafua sheboy. Killing the worms isn't a problem. That's not not for now, but that's not a problem. Does it come under refua, or doesn't it come under refua to take a vermox on Shabbos? The child's up. The child is gotten a lot of pain. Does it come under? So Chaim Noah says it's medication. He looks at it as medication. Taking a sum in order to kill Teloim that a child has is medication. It's something wrong with him that's bothering his body. And you're taking that. That comes under medication. You could say, it's not medication. Where does medication come into it? It's not medication. He's got something inside him that's bothersome to the child.
The body produces. There's something wrong with his body. It doesn't come from outside.
If it has germs or whatever, then usually it's very, very catchy. You come from somebody else. It doesn't have to be the be'etzim, something wrong with the child. The child caught it from somebody else. You catch it easily from somebody else. And so why is it refuah? Reb Chaim Noah looks at it as refuah. I said, where's refuah? He's got something. I need to get rid of these worms in the child. It can be very, very bothersome. The child can be up. So if the child can't be up, the child's up at night, child's up at night, and the child can't sleep, and tomorrow is going to become a not well because of it, and the child lacking his sleep as they get a vochel shem besakona. But more, it's an older person who has it. Taking vermox and Shabbos for older person, for a child, is the answer is always it's mutter. But for an older person to take on Shabbos, it's not so simple. Not so simple. No, he looks at it as medication. I would have thought it's not medication. I must be honest, and not for the fact that that there are those that call it medication. I would have thought it's not medication. Nothing wrong with the body. It's a zaitik zach, put in the form of a tablet, but it's completely zaitik to the running of the body to come under medication. Yeah.
Is it taken as part of a course?
No, it's not taken as part of a course. It has to take one and take again 7 days later or 14 days later or 2 days after each other. There's no etzem course to take it.
Well, that doesn't have immediate effect anyway.
It takes the next day.
Has a bit effect now and then a bit for the next day. And even if it's for the next day, it's also, if the child wouldn't be able to fall asleep because of it, so then there would also be mutter to take on Shabbos. If it's going to be a chayla she'em b'sakono for the next, if it would be mutter to take the medication, then it'd be mutter. But it's not so simple to take it. So for a child, it's mutter. For a non-child, it's also. Mouthwash is something that everybody takes on Shabbos. And mouthwash is very, very interesting. You say that over is that the Kveger and the Mephoshim ask a stira between two halachas and Shulchan Aruch. In Simen Shin Chof Ches, Shulchan Aruch says, Ein le'asim matztiki ve'le'shofen bo'es ha'shinayim le'fuo ve'im mishum re'ech ha'peh muta. It was something that a person took and made his breath have a good odor. Of them shait in Shulchan Aruch, that's mutter to do on Shabbos, because that doesn't come under a ma'aser refuah. That's one thing ba'az in Shin Chof Ches. In Shin Gimel says in Shulchan Aruch, ubepilpul begarge melach v'chol beisim shetitin leseich piyah You're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. The Mishabura brings down two reasons. One reason, the Mishabura says, taking pilpil, some sort of spice, and gage melach into the mouth, got rid of a bad smell, and it came under refuah. So the Eglital says, it doesn't understand the stira between two halachas, whether a person's allowed to do it on Shabbos or not. Says the Eglital and others, that the difference is, there's two ways. A mala person puts a strong, good smell in his mouth, and a mala person talks to the cause of the problem, talks to the bacteria, gets rid, eliminates the source of the problem. Says the Eglital, depends what you're doing. If by taking a mouthwash, a person puts a stronger taste into his mouth, a stronger smell into his mouth, that's mutar on Shabbos. Do something that gets rid of the bacteria and causes the bad odor to go away, that's awesome. That's Azaylan Eglital. If so, most of the mouthwashes, that you look at the mouthwash, it says on the outside, kills bacteria. I don't know whether it does or doesn't, but that's what it says. Kills bacteria and many other things. If so, says Rabbi Nissim, depends what mouthwash you're buying. If you're buying something that kills bacteria, then it's a Maaser Refuah b'Shabbos. Amar the Bar is not like that. You tell somebody that mouthwash is Osa, then things are a bit extreme. What's the Issa? It's not so posher that's not an Osa. Contrary to Nissim, you're killing bacteria. Killing bacteria is a Maaser Refuah on Shabbos.
Why can you wash your hands with the bacteria?
I haven't done a Maaser Refuah b'Chalal. There's nothing. There's no medication. There's no medication. It's water. That's not my. It doesn't come under the food. This is something that you're buying a special thing to get rid of bacteria. Maybe that's a ma'aser refuah.
We think soap.
Antibacterial soap isn't to get rid of an infection that's there. The cause of the reason why a person's taking the mouthwash is because he has something that's disturbing him and it's causing it.
But that's not infection.
Who says that's not refuah? Who says that's not refuah? Who says if there's a bacteria over there that I'm trying to get rid of and that's disturbing me, that doesn't come under refuah of Chazal?
I'm doing it for the rare.
The way he gets rid of the reach is that the reach medically comes because of a bacteria, and he's trying to get rid of that bacteria in order to get rid of the reach. Maybe that's refuah. Why not? He's got something that's bothering him. He doesn't know anything. But he's getting something to get rid of. So he does buy the mouthwash that says on it antibacterial. Why did he buy that one? Stam no shaykhis to for the refuah. Punkti has a mile of refuah, but he's not buying it for an anti thing. So let me say that if a person's buying something, he's buying it, the taka works medically. But he doesn't know why it works. He knows that at the end of the day he's left with a good breath because of it. But he doesn't know why it works, therefore it's mutter. Even though the way it works is because it kills the bacteria, and that killing the bacteria is refuah, that's a chiddush. Maybe if the way it works is it kills bacteria, that itself comes under refuah. So Rav Nissim is a big machmir on this front, and he says that if it works by killing bacteria, then it comes under refuah. I don't know what to say. I'm not going to say anything on this one. I hear very much what he says, but it's a shver zach to say that on something that a lot of people do that is a problem. I imagine something somewhat like what you're saying. If a person doesn't mean the bacterial part of it at all, then it doesn't come under a food department b'chal. Even if the way it has in its effect is because it gets rid of the bacteria, but he really means it has a bit of a smell, even the way it works. The natural way is the taste. It has a taste and a smell, and that's what he's taking it for, not for the bacterial. But if a person has an infection in his mouth, or a person went to the dentist or anything like that, and he takes that same mouthwash, and he looks at the bottle, and it says on the bottle, antibacterial, and he uses that, in order that to disinfect the area, we had some treatment done to his tooth, then that same bottle, his zicha means the tzarech, the refuah department, then it's a baya. And if he doesn't, it's bonul machlekes as to whether or not it's muta asa. Prune juice for somebody who's constipated is nishka ma'as refuah b'chlal. That's Michael Briem, avada that's muta. We'll have maybe a few minutes about expressing on Shabbos. Aisha, who is, there's two reasons why it's often the Shaila in order to want to express on Shabbos, or on Shabbos, whether it's mutter, whether it's osa. What's the shaila? It's a shaila of a melacha deraisa betzim. It's a melacha deraisa, disha, to take milk, whether it's from a isha or whether it's from a behema, and out on Shabbos is a maisa disha. It's maisa disha. You're extracting from where it was till now is a melacha deraisa. Why, when a child is feeding from the mother, isn't he doing a melacha deraisa? Is a shaila that the pasuk discuss. Maybe because it's got Hashem oichel before it comes out, and it goes straight inside to the child. Maybe for various reasons why it could be mutter. But if it's not direct from the mother into the child, is a maisa disha, and that betzim is a melacha deraisa. If a person takes from an animal, from a person that puts it inside a keli, then there are those that hold it's only also mitrabonon, and Mishaburin Shatzin says it's also a deraisa. So were a lady to express inside a keli is a malacha deraisa, the way Mishabur takes on. So we've got a shaila at hand, which is at stake, a shaila of a deraisa, and there's two reasons why a person would want to do it on Shabbos. There's amal because the isha's in pain, and there's amol l'tzerich hatinuk. Avada, if the isha is able to feed naturally, then that's not what we're discussing. We're talking about the isha isn't able to feed naturally, and therefore she wants to do it for one of two reasons. Either because they're able to feed whatever it is, and pashat because it's painful for her, so therefore she can be expressing holich l'ibud, or she can do it as a way she can't do direct to the child. She wants to put it inside the keli, and from the keli inside to the child. If she's doing it letzayrech ibud, that means it's not going to go to the child. So that's a malacha d'rabbanon. That's not a malacha d'raisa. She's in pain. The child's not going to have it. It's a malacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa. And therefore, if she's got severe pain, so then it's a malacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa. And b'etzem she could express even b'yodayim on Shabbos in order to avoid. We said last week that mokim tzah gadol malacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa is muta, and therefore if she's got a tzah gadol, which sometimes is the case, and it's oilech le'ib, then she's allowed to do it. If it's
tzah gadol, that makes it cholik al haguf or not?
Again, one second. I made a mistake. It wasn't right what I said, no. Malacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa, Malacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa by the rice, malacha sheinu tzricha l'gufa is muta. It's something has to be very careful. It's not really something to just to say in a shia that a person to do it. Chazal gave givisei fanim where it's muta, and yes, if the isha is in a lot of pain, it's muta for that. But one has to be careful to be able to define when it is a tzagodl, it's not a tzagodl. But be'etzem, when she's iholich le'ibud, is melacha shein tzich legufa, melacha shein tzich legufa, tzagodl is muta. That's one oifun where it's muta. There's another oifen, which is a tzeicha tinuk. And when it's a tzeicha tinuk, it becomes very, very unclear. In the days of Chazal, they didn't have any supplement, no alternative, nothing instead of the natural mother's milk. And therefore, it was a must for the child in order to be able to get the mother's milk. Nowadays, there's many alternatives out there, which every doctor will say, if the child can get the mother's milk, it's much better than getting something else, but the mother's milk at the end of the day isn't kedeich yusa, it's not that the child needs it. So, a huge machlokes aposkim on this front. I'll first say Rabbi Falk's way around, and then the other poskim. Rabbi Falk writes in the Sefer, in Zachar V'Shamoy, he's very strong about it, that nowadays, that you've got all the other alternatives, you can't call it a must for the child in any way. It doesn't come under the heter of Leterech to be over Melochus for it.
The age of the child?
No. So he'll get used to it. Then the other ones, if he can't cope with it, I'll be like a tchila to do a melocha, which is a melocha deraisa, in order to keep him onto his mother's milk. He doesn't need his mother's milk. There's other things out there, and therefore Mamela, to be mulatted, to say that the chayla, the child is a chayla because of it, is a Rabbi Falk is very strong about it. You can check it up in the sefer in Zachar v'Shomay. That's not called tzairich be'etzem to do melacha deraisa. However, Rabbi Shem Zalman, Rabbi Yashiv, the Mnissim, they were all of their opinion, and if I remember correctly, it comes. It's not Chazanish and Sefer, but it comes from Makubal from the Chazanish, that Hayois, the Ben Shlele made it that way around, and Hayois, there's nothing better than for the child than having the mother's milk. If the child, at the moment, has only been taking the mother's milk, and you're doing something to keep the child up, to have his mother's milk, is Muta. So we're talking about a huge diversity, a huge machlokes over here, as to whether or not Muta, and therefore even to be able to do a Malacha Deraisa, or not to be able to open the
Viyah.
It's B'Kach Nefesh, because a child, in order to get it, B'Kach Nefesh, the child, and the Torah made it that way around for the child to be able to have it. That's its natural food. The Torah wanted that he should get his natural food, and therefore, I'm going to have to do it in order to feed it. So, Avad, that person, even if it's Muta, a person always has to drop as much as he can from a Draisa to a Drabonon, try and do less Melachas. If what is often the case, nowadays it's more problematic, often a person has an electric pump, and the electric pump is put on a time switch before Shabbos. So the mother knows she's going to have to express on Shabbos, and she sets the electric pump, they're gone before Shabbos, and she puts it on her before the pump's on. So then, what malacha is she really doing? She's a gromma for malacha. The item she put it on, attach it to her, it was off. When it's going to go on, she's not doing any malacha. It's happening by itself. So now, here, I don't understand, must be honest, Rabbi Falk writes, that Gromma, Letzayr Chafua, is Mut on Shabbos, if you're ready, you're allowed to do a Shavuos, a Vada, you're allowed to do Shavuos B'Shinu, then Zich, you can do a Gromma, Letzayr Shabbos. I don't understand, because it's only Mutter to do a Drabonon, Letzayr Chayla, She'im B'Sakona. You can't stam do Drabonons on Shabbos. And here, if you look as taking it that there's no need for the child, then to say that it's mutter to do anything, let's say grom on Shabbos, it's not automatically mutter to do a grom on Shabbos. Maybe you can say that when it's mutter to do for Chayla Shem B'Sakona, then you can do a gromer. And so Bafalk understood that Zicha comes under Chayla Shem B'Sakona. The tzorich of the child having its mother's milk, Zicha comes under L'chol HaPochas Chayla Shem B'Sakona. It may not come under Chayla Shem B'Sakona, but it's L'chol HaPochas Chayla Shem B'Sakona. It doesn't write it so clearly and say, maybe that's what it meant. But Akaponim, he says, his Eitzah is, put the pump on before Shabbos, attach it through a sellotape, then don't cut the pieces of sellotape on Shabbos, make sure they're already cut before Shabbos, and then attach the pump to the mother's body through this sellotape, which is Meyucha Dekach, which was torn before Shabbos, so you haven't done a Melach of Mechatech, you haven't done a Tvira, and you haven't done a Disha, and then it's mutter to do it on Shabbos. It's not always so easy to be able to do it that way around. And if a person can do it that way around, Matoivu Manoim, Avada, he's avoiding Yisurim. But to say that if it hasn't been set up that way around, it's not so simple. And it could very well be that Sach Poskim do hold Halacha L'maisa, that it's mutter even to be over a Melacha Deraisa Be'etzem, in order to be able to feed a child. When it comes to Yom Kippur, when the mother she's going to lose her milk because of it, Asach Paskim Amatha also because of it. Aye, there's alternatives nowadays. The same thing, they say Chasnish, that because you need it, the mother is a natural way to be able to feed the child, then for Mamela, it's Pekuach Nefesh for the child. And if the child's already got used to something else, then we allow him to get used to something else. Ashalkein, if it's Aloch L'maisa, what's Negea? If a mother has to express because she's in pain, and it's Heilich Le'ibut, so it's doing a Malacha Drabonon, B'mokim Tzagadol, it's Muta. Not B'mokim Tzagadol, then it's not Muta. If it's Menegeah to be able to give to the child, which is a Malacha Deraisa, according to the Mishneh Berurah, even if you put it inside the Keli, that's the Achros of Mishneh Berurah. So Be'etzem, Reif Poskim hold that it's Muta to express, Reb Shem Zalman, Reb Eliashiv, Reb Nissim, in order to be able to give a child to eat. If a person knows before Shabbos, or if a person can do anything to minimize it, down to Drabonon, then Avada, it's much better. If a person's got a choice of putting on, I would have thought that putting on the machine is only one Malacha Deraisa. Mashenkin, if a person uses a hand pump, is doing every time you're doing another melacha, I would have thought better. It's better to switch on the machine on Shabbos and use an electric machine and be over only two Isurim than to use a manual pump and do melachas all the time. The Pasim don't seem to understand it, because the Pasim look at it that when a person attaches a machine and then you put it on, then everything that comes as a result of your melacha is all a Maisa B'Yadayim. It's not a Maisa, which is a Gromba. The Pasim don't give the Seitzah. I don't know why they don't give the Seitzah. It seems that's the way they look at it. I did that Pula, so everything that comes as a result of it. Lule then would have thought it's easier, Batsim, to do, sounds funny, Batsim, easier to put the machine on rather than to do it by hand. But a person should, when it comes to these Matzovim, Tafmal Mofragin Hashaila, Abakun to Mus Paskim, it's even better to be over the rice and the tech that Tinik should have it. Again, next week, Shem, it's going to be quarter past eight.